This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
And now,
I guarantee that you didn't think this call was going to come in. Blow Joe.
It's ear talk. Riveting.
Joe.
I can't believe I missed Wiggy already.
Cultural change is hard.
Hello, Nick.
So what you're saying is, with your lead at six.
Wow, Greg.
Oh, wait a second. How about we get Antonio Brown?
Blah, Tom Brady.
Well, in case you missed the show, that was the first one.
That really was very succinct.
Broadcasting from beautiful and safe Brighton, Massachusetts.
Everybody be safe tonight
and
tomorrow.
Safe, guys.
All across the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
Or streaming at WEEI.com.
And the radio.com app.
Entercom.
This is
The Greg Hill Show.
The Greg Hill Morning Show.
What's going on, everybody?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
With your host.
Holy cow.
The athletically gifted Greg Hill.
Are there any doctors who listen to the show? I'm going to need a diagnosis. It just started.
Is there a cream for it?
I have no idea.
Is the area red and flaky?
It's the strangest.
Is it peeling off?
It happens in the morning.
Yeah.
It is the strangest thing.
Does it go
away
if you touch it? Is it a prostate issue?
Is it pussy? I
mean, how frequently is it happening?
I'm going to need. It's every
it's not
day.
A growing problem. It's a growing problem.
Not the kind of growing that you're thinking of, though.
It's featuring the very inappropriate Danielle Murr.
Tomorrow, filling in for Wiggy, Rob Ninkovich from ESPN, former New England Patriots linebacker. Ken, is that all right?
We're basically now co-bubbling with ESPN.
When are we co-bubbling with Nesson so Dale can come back?
Bite me.
Joined by...
They jello for sauce!
Wiggy.
Give me a Jamaican beef patty and a redneck lemonade.
Listen, if we're going to get a break from him for 2 days, we don't need you to be playing drops all morning.
Soundboard.
I tally honing.
Listen, I love Wiggy as much as the next guy, but right now it's 6:48 and I don't have a splitting headache.
Nikhil's Harry.
Are we all going to be hoarse on Friday because we're going to have to talk so much more over the next 2 days with the absence of Jermaine?
Kansas soda.
Guessing we'll be fine. Guessing that we will be.
Terry Francona.
And behind the glass, our own Statler and Waldorf, Ken and Curtis.
And I just saw a tweet. Now, this is the worst trade proposal in the history of WEEI, which is saying something.
Curtis for Mutt.
Oh, no, let's even swap.
I will end you.
Now.
But we've got to be role models.
Right.
Oh, God.
It's time for the Greg Hill Morning Show.
And losers they are.
You're going to get a COVID.
Wear a mask around your family.
The virus.
Cover it. Let's cover it.
Some of the morning show hosts who don't have a clue what they're talking about. They're not smart people.
On sports radio.
Cheers. I'm crushing the bears. I'm watching the Pats.
From your lips to God's ears.
WEEI.
You're going to be stuck with me for at least the next 2 years.
Once again, no more Wiggy on the show today, as he would say. Ain't no Wiggy on the show today?
Ain't not never no Wiggy.
Yeah, okay.
On this.
The role of Wiggy will be played on today's show by ESPN's Rob Ninkovich.
He
doesn't get here at 6. I mean, he's...
Well, what the hell?
The guy makes six figures for ESPN. He gets here at 6:30 or 7. That's when
what
Ninkovich gets here. And
I thought Patriots players were early.
Well, depends on the situation.
Right.
I'm hoping he doesn't opt out. I mean, there's always a possibility that they could opt out at any moment, Curtis. And it will be a Corona fear porn free show because the lifeguard is off for a couple days also.
God, what dead weight he is.
What's with all the vacations in the middle of the fall ratings period, Curtis?
I do not understand it. I would never take an extended period of time off during a ratings period.
Wait, excuse me? Didn't you recharge the batteries, or that doesn't count?
Oh, battery recharge is totally different category.
That was a medical.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. I'm totally healed.
He stubbed his toe.
Who is approving all of these vacations? Is it Friend Zone Joe?
I think it's Upstairs Joe who's got his foot out the door, so right. He'll just sign anything.
He's like, whatever.
All right. Well, no Wiggy and no Ken Laird. But Danielle is here, and
Hi.
Curtis is here, and Rob Ninkovich will be here. And should you want to participate in the show this morning, you can call 617-779-7937, or you can text at any point on the text line, which is 37937. We will have for you the dumbest of the day coming up at around 6:45 this morning, and we will be joined at 8:30 this morning, as we always are on Thursdays, by Christian Fourier from The Afternoon Show, and we will talk football with Fourier coming up at 8:30 this morning.
This is The Leap.
Did Ken leave that behind, Curtis?
Because yes, he did.
If he did, he stumped me.
Oh, God, I have no idea.
There's no way you know who, there's absolutely no way you know who that artist is.
That's Alice in Chains.
Is it?
No, oh, I have no idea. I'm going to go home.
I can't believe this. He's not here.
Yep.
He leaves behind that lead, and I have no idea who is playing the lead on the guitar.
Play it again. I can Shazam it.
We don't have time for that.
Okay, no.
I would assume there's a texter who can inform me who that was.
Is.
But I cannot believe it. I'm stumped.
Wow.
And Laird is not even here to close.
Oh, that was Eagles Hotel California, I think.
No, it was not Curtis.
No, it was which A woman?
It was not. All right, Curtis, you're going to begin with the leads.
What a start. All right, yes. So yesterday I was listening to OMF, as I do every day, and they had Teddy Bruschi on, and my God, Bruschi absolutely lit the Patriots on fire when he was asked if Antonio Brown would come to the Patriots.
I'm telling you, if I'm Antonio Brown, I wouldn't touch the Patriots with a 10-foot pole. And I say that because this team isn't very good anymore.
Oof.
He wouldn't touch this team with a 10-foot pole. The Patriots are not good anymore.
Yes. What about a 7-inch bag of D's? Would he touch it with that?
It's a 7-ounce bag of D's, Greg.
It is my opinion that Bruschi, while that was offensive to the players on the team, I think he's doing a solid for Robert Kraft, who he knows will never allow Antonio Brown back on the roster. So he's saying that there's no way he'd want to be here so that the team doesn't get killed for when he signs inevitably with the Seahawks or the Chiefs or someone else.
I feel like AB is the kind of guy who holds a grudge. You know how people hold grudges?
Uh-huh.
And I feel like in his weird, warped mind, he feels like the Patriots didn't stand by him or didn't support him in his time of need.
Absolutely.
So I don't think, despite what Wiggy wants, I don't, and what Ken was suggesting would be the way to go in his column this week, I don't believe that Antonio Brown will be back at any point soon with the New England Patriots.
Absolutely not. And I think it's absolutely insane for anybody to actually consider that this organization would forgive him for what he did after he left town.
All right. Thank you, Curtis. Danielle?
There's a mom in England, Manchester, England, who has complained about her neighbor's incessant loud sex during the pandemic.
Oh.
Evidently, the neighbor is constantly getting it on with the windows open, and this mom cannot sleep. She is bothered by it.
Uh-huh.
So she raised concerns with police complaints and also brought it as far as the city council there. The city council turned around and made the determination that this is considered, quote unquote, natural noise.
Natural noise.
Akin to hearing animals outside or the regular din of conversation as people walk by.
Yeah.
And that she really has no claim against her neighbor. So now there's this big fight in court between the two of them.
Oh.
And she just wants him to close the windows.
She's taking it all the way to the Supreme Court.
Taking it to the court.
Now, the you said him. The neighbor is a male.
Yes.
Is he responsible for the loud noises, or is this guy a savage who is satisfying every visitor to his loo? Or is it the loo?
The loo's the bathroom.
Oh, the loo is the bathroom.
Yep.
Well, it's probably there, too.
Are we sure this wasn't just the French Open being on loud?
Well, that's what I was going to say, is that the grunting is, I guess, akin to a women's tennis match.
Oh, it's that loud.
It's very loud.
Well,
A lot of forcible sounds.
I guess that could become annoying.
Oh, night after night, absolutely.
Let the guy have some fun in the middle of a global pandemic, for crying out loud.
Oh, just close your windows. It's like leaf blowers. It's fine for the first day or two, and then after that, you got to ban them. The whole city.
The droplets.
Yes. They're spreading.
Yeah.
The grunting is spreading droplets.
There's definitely some droplet concern. If Ken were here, he would point that out, I would say.
Yes.
Yes. All right. Thank you, Danielle. I sometimes feel like it is my obligation here at WEEI to point out the giant absurdities that have presented themselves during the last 7 months of this pandemic so that we can all check ourselves before. How does that phrase go?
Check
ourselves
before
we wreck ourselves.
Correct.
So in Nassau County, New York.
Ooh, Long Island.
Officials have determined that a purple pumpkin outside of a home on Halloween will be the sign that the home is a safe place to grab some candy.
Oh, okay.
And this is elected official Bill Gaylor explaining what a purple pumpkin means.
Okay, we're not.
Let me guess. We don't have the audio that I requested for the beginning of the show and my lead.
Well, you requested cut 11, which is Rudy Giuliani.
Oh, so wait, it's on me?
Yeah.
Oh, that's it. I'm going home then. I need cut 10, please.
Cut 10. Here we go.
I need cut 10, which is Bill Gaylor.
Well, the resident is wearing a mask, is distributing individually wrapped candies, maintaining the proper sanitary conditions necessary under COVID.
Okay, so a purple pumpkin indicates that it's safe.
I'm concerned here that there's going to be some confusion between the purple pumpkin and the blue boulder, and these people are going to want to hand out Halloween candy, and a bunch of swingers are going to show up knocking on the front door.
I thought it was a purple door that indicated the swingers.
Or the Adirondack chair. I'm here for the GB.
Yeah, I thought we learned on the old show that it was a purple door that indicated that the people inside were swinging. I don't know.
I don't know. This is just wild. But did the gentleman have some leaking right ear as well?
it may
it's
be
moist.
An issue. I mean, isn't that what everyone in the entire world is supposed to be doing, wearing a mask and maintaining the proper sanitary conditions?
In theory.
Do we really need a purple pumpkin outside the home to indicate that the kids can go up there and grab a Reese's peanut butter cup?
And do you trust those people? Even though they're like, yeah, we're going to put the purple pumpkin out there, but you know they're probably not completely adhering to the COVID restrictions.
All right.
If you're really that worried. Don't do it.
Those are our suggestions when it comes to the lead this morning. Curtis, as soon as you mention the right ear leakage, I immediately feel the need to go in and put the pinky in the ear hole and to itch the leaking ear. So please don't mention it.
So why do you put your finger in your ear but not a Q-tip?
Didn't you learn yesterday when the doctor was texting in that the Q-tip is the absolute wrong thing to put in your ear?
Same thing. You have tiny fingers.
People are not supposed to be putting Q-tips into their ears.
Lord, Batman.
Doing it wrong my whole life.
What is happening?
All right, thanks to the extraordinary listeners of this program, we now know that the musical interlude from the lead was the Blue Oyster Cult and Godzilla. So shame on me for not knowing that right off the hopper this morning. That's on me. Several things on me this morning. I will take the blame for anything that goes wrong on this program.
Thank you, Curtis.
Sabotage.
About time.
That's the way Cam Newton does it. That's the way I do it.
Biggest complainers we got to get to at some point, the Patriots.
What is it?
There's a study that was released yesterday. 5,000 NFL fans were questioned, and the biggest complaining fan base is the Cowboys. The Patriots are number two. And quarterbacks, biggest complainer that's a starting quarterback is my man, Tom Brady, always obviously finishing number one.
Mm-hmm.
But right behind him, Cam Newton, the second biggest complainer in the NFL.
Well, speaking of Tom Brady, I wish Wiggy were here because
no one else is going to say that today.
What OBJ is suggesting
about
why he is criticized for outbursts would be right up Wiggy's alley. Up Wiggy's alley.
Okay. So
4 hours of that would have been happening.
We will get to that at some point on this morning show. Coming up after trending, a restaurant in the live free or die state had to determine liberty or death. Do you remember the give me liberty or give me death quote? They had to determine in the middle of this pandemic, liberty or death, and they have chosen death. So that is the story from New Hampshire. We will get to that after we find out from Danielle what is trending this morning.
Cam Newton joins the Greg Hill Show every Patriots Monday. Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
Here's your WEI Exogen weather forecast. It's 62 and partly cloudy in Boston right now with a high of 68 expected later today. Trending brought to you by St. Mary's Credit Union. Are you in search of a financial partner you can count on? St. Mary's Credit Union has been here for its members for over 100 years. Follow your financial path and discover the credit union difference. Visit their website to become a St. Mary's Credit Union member today. Led by Brandon Lowe's two home runs, the Tampa Bay Rays evened up the World Series last night following a 6-4 win over the L.A. Dodgers. It's incredible to me that Blake Snell managed to make it to Game 2 of the World Series, given all his prior complaints about the coronavirus.
Yes, he was very concerned.
He was. If you recall, this is what he said months ago.
And if I get the Rona, on top of that, if I get the Rona, guess what happens with that? Oh, yeah, that's in my body forever. That damage is not going to be like... The damage that was done to my body, that's going to be there forever.
Oh, God.
So I guess he's gotten past it. He's moved past it.
What was the main motivation? The game check? The World Series check? Was that the main motivation?
Show that man his money. Yeah.
Ken has a Blake Snell jersey.
Not surprising. Game 3 is set for tomorrow night at 8:08 p.m. Greg will be tuned in the entire time. According to ESPN's Adam Schefter, with Antonio Brown's suspension eligible to end after Week 8, the Seattle Seahawks and a few other anonymous teams are expected to make a push to sign him. As Curtis mentioned in his lead, Teddy Bruschi joined OMF yesterday and doesn't feel that New England is worth AB's time. He said, if I'm AB, I'm not touching the Patriots with the 10-foot pole, and I say that because this team is not good anymore. The Dolphins have named rookie QB Tua Tagovailoa as Miami's starter going forward. And when asked about the timing of the move, Ryan Fitzpatrick told the media, it broke my heart.
Oh.
Thoughts and prayers
that was
for
so
poor
strange.
Ryan Fitzpatrick.
Oh. I mean, I thought for sure that this had to have been a plan entering the season that they were going to bring Tua after the bye week, because there was no play from Fitzpatrick that was indicative of a slide or that he was in some way, shape, or form not maintaining what he had done early on in the season. So,
yeah,
very odd that they would have just randomly decided to bring in Tua after he got into mop-up duty in the last game.
That's what's trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the Free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.
This is the Greg Hill Show on WEEI.
Get it right. Get it stone. Get it beat up. Broken back.
Wiggy is out again today, and so is the lifeguard. I believe that Ken is driving. Of course, he's not flying.
Crazy.
I think he's driving. Is he driving somewhere to move a family member or something like that, Curtis?
Yes.
Is that what's going on?
Ken is a great son. Mm-hmm. He is driving in a Penske truck from Boston to Pittsburgh, which is a horrible drive.
Yeah.
And he's moving his mom, who is moving to Philadelphia. Mm-hmm. So he's packing her up in Pittsburgh and then driving his mom and all her stuff to Philadelphia.
So as he packs everything up, does he sanitize it first and then sanitize it when he gets to the new place?
I have unconfirmed reports that Ken is forcing his mom to sit in the trunk with all of the stuff.
Oh, boy.
She's probably in the back of the Penske rental trailer so that they don't infect each other while they're traveling.
I just picture Ken right now in a hazmat suit driving to Pittsburgh.
All right.
Did he bring the Penske file? That's the important question.
And filling in for Wiggy in a little bit, it will be ESPN's Rob Ninkovich. So
he's been quiet. We don't need him to be this quiet.
I know.
He's not here yet. He will be arriving soon. The man is a former NFL football player. He doesn't need to arrive at the very start of the show. He can arrive.
So are Wiggy and Foria. Let's go, Ninko.
Well, they're way former. Ninkovich played recently within the last decade, so he gets to do whatever he wants. By the way, just point of clarification, because a texter, I believe, is suggesting that it is grammatically incorrect when I do an East Coast Metal Roofing ad and I say roofs all over New England. And I actually did some research on this, and one can say roofs or roofs.
Right.
Either is correct.
Yes.
Right? Am I right about that? Okay.
Because I wondered that the other day when I heard you say it, and then I was like, well, you don't really hear people say roofs these days.
You could say either.
Yeah. Both work.
Yeah, the plural of roof is either roofs or roofs. So you could say the roofs are on fire or the roofs are on fire. You could say either one.
Or as you say, Greg, raise the roofs.
Raise the roofs. Raise the roofs.
He says raise the seafood tower.
Now, here's a text asking whether Ken is cheap because he didn't just hire a mover. I'm a frugal person.
Cheap.
The best way to get that done is to ask your friends. I'm surprised he didn't ask you to help, Curtis.
I know.
Normally it's, I got a large pizza and a six pack. Can you help me move this weekend? That works.
I think this has to do with being frugal, but also he would have flown if that was the safer COVID option.
Yes.
But driving is obviously the smarter move.
Mm-hmm. With regard to COVID, I wanted to discuss a restaurant in New Hampshire, which is in the news today, because they have decided to close their doors rather to continue to try to enforce the state's mask mandate.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to know what you think about this. This place is called Rosalind's Homemade Ice Cream Breakfast and Lunch in Epping.
Sounds great.
I think they covered everything there.
Yep.
Hopefully it's okay to have ice cream for breakfast at Rosalind's.
Always is.
It's in Epping, New Hampshire. And they basically gave up on Sunday because a customer had reported them to the state attorney general's office because people that were in their place weren't wearing their masks.
Jeez.
Now, first of all, I don't know how big the place is. It's in New Hampshire, so I'm guessing it's not that big. And where was it that people weren't wearing their mask? Were they not wearing their mask walking to the table or walking to the bathroom?
Right.
I mean, they're not required to wear their mask when they're sitting down and eating, unless it's
so
California
arbitrary.
And Governor Newsom wants you to put your mask back on after you take a bite of food and then not remove it until you take another bite of food. But in this case, I don't know. The individual who reported them, the Karen or the Ken or the lifeguard or the hall monitor who reported them, where could they possibly have seen people not wearing their masks in there?
I am not sure, but I am at their Yelp page, and there are photos outside of this restaurant. Trump 2020 and Trump Pence in massive signs outside the door. So my guess is somebody was offended by that and then created a fake complaint so they get the place in trouble.
So they put a sign, they shut the door down on Sunday and they put a sign outside that says, "What happened to live free or die?" This is a great question for my governor, Sununua. We're going to get him on the show at some point. But this is the owner Her name is Doreen Hesselton.
Bottom line is our customers should have the right to decide if they feel safe coming here with us not wearing masks or they don't. And that's what's being taken away from them.
Yeah.
Thanks, guys.
Well, people are happy.
Yes, they are.
I don't know. How do you feel about this? I guess
it's their prerogative if they don't want to. Yeah, if they decide they don't want to operate, you know, what with these restrictions going on, they have every right to do that. And if they can afford to do that financially, then I don't have a problem with that.
Mm-hmm. Rowdy just, place though. Listen to that noise in the background.
The restaurant,
it's New
thing.
Hampshire.
Yeah,
Curtis.
The restaurant thing is baffling though. With the, you know, if you're sitting at the table, you don't have to have your mask on. But you know, when you're in transit from the door to and from, but the servers have to have their mask. It's weird.
Yeah, it's confusing.
Yeah,
there's no rhyme or reason to it. So, I mean,
then you have the people that they get up to go to the bathroom and they realize halfway there that they forgot their mask. So you have to make a big show out of it so you don't look like a jackass and be like, Oh, forgot my mask, and like make sure people know that you're not doing it on purpose.
Yeah, so people have to say it out loud.
Right? Yeah. They have to verbalize it, so it's not like you're just intentionally going to the bathroom without your mask. Like, it's the same thing. Like, how many of you out there have done this? You get to the supermarket, you get halfway to the door at Shaw's, and you're like, oh, forgot my mask, got to go back to the car, but you have to say it out loud so people know that you're aware that there's a mask regular. It's like, this is the worst part of 2020.
Danielle, it's like the people that sneeze and have to yell out, it's allergies.
Yes, yeah, or coughing.
Oh, it's that hay
yep.
fever.
Yep, not well, COVID, it's not COVID, it's fine.
There are several texters who are pointing out that she said us not wearing masks. So that must mean that employees were not wearing masks either at this place? Is that what you're getting from that sound from her?
Yeah, I think that it was a complaint about the servers there, mm-hmm. because that's why you'd go to the AG, because right. if it's just the customers, that's not as, you know, that's not as much on the restaurant.
Yeah. No, I mean, Danielle makes a great point. It's like at one point you couldn't open up your seated bar at a restaurant in Massachusetts because they didn't want the customer to have too much time where they were speaking with a bartender because of the droplet exposure. However, you were allowed to put a high top or a table up at the bar, and then the bartender was allowed to walk out of the bar,
right.
around the side of the bar, and then over to where you're standing and be exposed to your droplets for however right. long it took you to make your order anyway.
I mean, not to mention, you're also likely having a if you're not alone, which I think a lot of people are kind of avoiding going out by themselves to do their conventional dinner at the bar thing because there's limited seating. But if you're sitting with one or two other people, you're having a conversation. So mm-hmm. even if you're not talking to the bartender, you're still talking at the bar. Mm-hmm. The droplets are still existing within the atmosphere.
This texter says, don't forget, if you forget your mask when you're getting up from your table at a restaurant, not only do you need to loudly proclaim that you forgot it, but you also need to pat your pockets to
yes,
see where your
right.
mask
well,
is.
Well, Mayor Walsh does that, and he finds a mask in each one.
Yes, yep. he does.
I had that experience. I was in P-Town. I got up to go to the bathroom, and I was intercepted mid-walk to this 10-foot distance where they handed me a mask mm-hmm. from the maitre d'. I was like, okay, like I'm literally with an arm's length of the door to the bathroom right now, but I will put this on.
Would you go, a texter wants to know if anybody would go to a restaurant where the staff were not wearing masks. Would yeah. you do that at this point?
Yes.
You would?
Yeah.
At severe risk to yourself, Curtis, and to others, you would?
It depends on, like, if my only shot of getting a Grill 23 or going to, like, Capital or getting a nice dinner mm-hmm. was if they weren't wearing masks, I'd go. I think it's dependent on the quality of the food. If it's just spot, I wouldn't do it.
You'll risk it for a decent ribeye, though.
Right.
Okay.
Where do you stand on this 508 texter says, what happened to if you're worried or if you're made uncomfortable because servers aren't wearing a mask, you just don't go to the restaurant?
Is it a state mandate in New Hampshire that staff at restaurants have to wear masks? Is that what the issue is?
I'm assuming it
because
is.
Because if it's optional, then I could see this comment and say, yeah, that's fine. If there's a place, you know, that they're not wearing masks in the staff and you're not comfortable, just don't go there. If it's a statewide mandate that the staff has to wear them, that's a different issue.
But
do you have to call the Attorney General's office and file a complaint, or could you just...
It's basically 311.
Could you just mosey along in your day and say, all right, well...
Greg, they're violating protocols. That's, you would got a narc. Narc.
No, you would be... personally, I'd be like, all right, that's a place I'm going to mosey along to another place. That's a place I'm not going to go back to.
I'm going to tell you who called the AG's office. There's probably some little competing breakfast, lunch, and ice cream place three blocks down the street, and they're like, listen, we're going to get Roseland's shut down.
Here's a text asking if any of us have been at the grocery store and gone the wrong way down the one-way aisle and then loudly proclaimed, oops, yep, I made a mistake, so that nobody would yell at you.
The best part is when people do it when it's not accidental and it's intentional, and the people will passive aggressively say to themselves, so you can hear, they're like, I know, I'm going the wrong way. I'm grabbing one thing.
Well, people live in absolute fear of being reported or being yelled at or being shamed. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've absolutely done the grocery store thing where I just, you know, I'm obviously filling my cart to the tippity top, mm-hmm, and I make the turn and I realize halfway down the aisle I've gone the wrong way.
Yep,
it's terrifying.
When you go down the correct way, also when you realize that you passed the thing that you were looking for, so you have to double back and people give you the eye. I'm like, Frank, I turned into the aisle at the same time as you. You saw me coming down the right way. I passed the item. I missed the Lipton soup packets. Sorry.
This is Josh, and he is from the Granite State. What's up, Josh?
Hey.
Hey.
Good morning.
What's going on?
What was that?
Good day, sir.
What just happened?
Have a good day.
Good morning and a hang-up.
Ken dumped him from home.
Oh, it's Thursday. People are struggling. This is Chad. Josh, feel free to call back and don't hang up on yourself. Hello, Chad. What's up, Chad?
Hey, Ken.
Hey, Ken.
What's up?
Hey, so I thought it'd be funny to teach my kids that when they sneeze, they say Corona after, and I kind of forgot about it. And I was at the grocery store the other day, and my kid sneezed into her mask, and she said Corona, and there was a lady next to us, and she threatened to call the police on me.
No, she didn't.
Oh, my Lord.
Yes, she did. She thought it was very inappropriate, and that I was a bad parent. She actually called me a bad parent, and she then said she was going to call the cops on me for bringing a child into the store with Corona. And I was like, she doesn't have Corona. It's just a funny thing that I taught her, and I forgot.
What is happening?
Well, I told you at the start of the show, I feel like sometimes it is my obligation to point out the giant absurdities that are going on, and this is, I think, one is, mm-hmm, is the need that you have because you're following a mandate to report others who you feel are not. I mean, was this going on prior to pandemic? Were they making citizens arrests on people who were speeding or people who weren't stopping long enough at a stop sign that they required one Mississippi, two Mississippi,
yes,
three Mississippi?
They catch up to you and around. They're like, you rolled through that stop sign.
No, that's okay. They were doing that, but they weren't alerting the authorities. I mean,
it's a new level of misery that we are living under. And I think that people, I guarantee you the woman who was totally out of line saying that to Chad and his kid lives her life in constant fear, has a mask on at all times, and wants everybody else to suffer the way she has forced herself to suffer.
Josh is back. Hey, Josh.
Hey, Greg. Hey, love you guys. So my kind of thought is I actually work pretty close to this place. Never been into it, but I think, like, up in New Hampshire, we've been pretty, like, I guess you guys would consider carefree, mm-hmm, but,
yes, it's Massachusetts. Yes.
But I think what it is honestly, we're pretty Southern. And, I've noticed I've been up here for like 7 years now, and you guys are slowly kind of bleed more in, and it's like driving up our houses, and it's like, it's hard to buy a house just in Southern New Hampshire, 'cause you guys come over with all your extra money. And and I think your views tend to drift with us.
Yeah. No, I mean, I think New Hampshire is pretty, they've done, it seems like Governor Sununu, my governor,
Sununua.
Governor Sununua, has done a pretty good job up there.
Done a great job.
They don't have a lot of cases in New Hampshire. But then again, some people say that's because it's spread out.
Right.
And because they don't have a city that is the size of Boston.
But aren't we told all the time that all of these Bostonians are traveling up 93 into New Hampshire on a daily... I mean, look at Wiggy. He basically lives there.
Mm-hmm. He does.
I don't know. I just don't understand why the governors of the states that had the biggest outbreaks, the worst death tolls in their nursing homes, are lauded as the best leaders on this across the country. It doesn't make sense.
Speaking of the governor of Doomsville, Governor Baker, says that you shall not travel anywhere on Thanksgiving. We will discuss that coming up at 7. And at 7:20, if Wiggy were here, he would be all over OBJ saying that he is getting dragged and Tom Brady isn't getting dragged. And you know why Wiggy would be all over that, right? So... Wiggy is off today. Rob Ninkovich will be arriving at some point soon to fill in for Wiggy. Ken Laird is off today. We are going to get to the dumbest of the day coming up in about 10 minutes or so. This is Bill. Hello, Bill.
Hey, good morning, guys.
What's up, Bill?
What's up, Bill?
Hey, I can't say, right? It's so refreshing that, and this is just my opinion, but I think a lot of listeners agree, not having Ken on there, Doomsday Ken.
I mean, he brings a different perspective. I love Ken, and he brings a different perspective, and that's what life should be about, is about...
I'm just saying, Greg, it's so refreshing, man, and I just would like to agree with this topic, and I'd like to also say, like, you know, the purple pumpkin thing, I mean...
Yes.
It's getting out of control, so let me just request one thing.
Yes.
You had Dr. Boney on, and usually, like, I make a joke about Fauci and stuff, but let me just say this. Can you please put a doctor on there? And I want to – who? It's Dr. Dr.
Kevorkian.
Shiva. Dr. Shiva.
Dr. Shiva. God. Yeah.
Yes, please get him on the show.
Yeah.
Get him on the show, please, because he has 4 PhDs from MIT – And he's a doctor that deals with contagious diseases, and I think it would be a good a good interview.
All right, Bill, thank you.
He's actually on Dale and Keefe today.
That was my lead in Nassau County, New York. The elected officials have determined that one must put a purple pumpkin outside of their home to indicate it is a safe home for trick-or-treating.
Okay.
And what makes it a safe home for trick-or-treating is the candy is individually wrapped.
Mm.
I mean, are there a lot of people on Halloween that are giving away candies that are unwrapped and in a clump of other candies? Aren't they all...
A Ziploc bag full of candy corn?
Every Halloween, is it every candy that is given out individually wrapped?
Typically,
right.
Yes.
Ken's house has you bob for apples.
Right. It also indicates that the resident is wearing a mask and that the resident is maintaining the proper sanitary conditions.
Okay.
So purple pumpkins indicate safety if you are trick-or-treating with your kids in Nassau County, New York. And I don't know. I mean, I assume, do you have to do like a full Etsy arts and crafts thing, or can you just spray paint a little purple spot on the thing? Like, how expensive do you have to get when you're doing your pumpkin?
I think it's, you know, just as long as it's got some representation
some kind of purple,
you're
there.
Probably okay.
What if it's not purple? What if it's mauve or something like
mauve.
That?
There's a question.
That indicates something else, as you suggested. All right. If you would like to be on the show this morning, the number is 617-779-7937, or you can text on the text line, which is 37937. And here's one of my daily reminders that if for any reason you find yourself unable to listen to this show on the radio, you can stream us at weei.com or via the radio.com app. And it's really easy to do either.
Now it's the Greg Hill Show on Boston Sports Station, WEEI.
Stop this feeling. Can't stop this vibe. Oh, can't escape it.
is off today. He will be back tomorrow. Playing the role of Wiggy shortly will be ESPN's Rob Ninkovich, who has arrived, but I think he's run to the men's room.
Okay.
I mean, that's what happens in the morning. If
is
you're
it a going problem?
If you're a guy, that's what happens. So Ninkovich will be here with us shortly, and Ken Laird, the lifeguard, is off for a couple days. I don't know if he's required to quarantine because he is moving his mom. So he's driving to Pittsburgh and then moving his mom to Philadelphia. And I would assume is that a high level risk state, Curtis? What is a lifeguard going to do when he comes back over the weekend?
He's around some big hot spots, so I am concerned. Uh-huh. But he said that he's going to test himself immediately upon arrival back in Massachusetts.
Test himself? I mean, or go for to
what,
a testing?
Tolerance?
Is he going to go to a testing place? Or?
He's going to do 3 skate pods while giving a test or taking
That's
a
impressive.
Test in Boston.
All right. On the topic of Corona things and the discussion about the grocery store.
Yes.
There is a texter who says, and this is a great question, am I the only person who believes that the one-way grocery aisles ought to remain after Corona?
Yes, post, you are.
Post-Corona.
Yes, you are.
Well, maybe it works better.
No, it doesn't. Because there are 17 people on the planet who did really well during the whole couponing craze that know exactly where everything is in the supermarket, and also most men, because they go in, they know exactly the stuff they want to get, and they get out.
The 5 things that they want to get.
Exactly.
Toilet paper.
Right.
Maple syrup.
Bacon.
Yeah.
And more bacon and wet wipes.
Yeah.
But most other people, I feel, are more, even if you have a shopping list, you're more of a browsy person. So you might get 2 aisles over and be like, oh, wait, where's the flour? Oh, that's an aisle 4. I got to double back.
Okay.
And it's I think it's going to be, we can't even do one-way aisles properly during coronavirus. It ain't going to work.
So you don't think that is something that should change? Like,
no,
should
not permanently, no.
Okay.
Because think about it. Like, if you're at the front of the store and you see that there's something a quarter of the way down the aisle that you want, you could very easily pop into that aisle, grab it, and then pop back out. Now, if the aisle is coming toward you in the direction of traffic, you've got to go up the adjacent aisle and back down the aisle. It's more time. You're spending more time in the store trying to get to a box of brownie mix.
I don't think anybody's paying attention to it anymore.
They're not. There are some few people, and they'll make it known that they're going the right way.
Right. Well, they look at you askew if you come down the wrong way, and there's somebody who is following the one-way direction.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's like you've committed a felony.
You have.
I mean,
that was a finable offense in Massachusetts?
That's what AirPods are for.
You get offended if you're walking on a street, and maybe because you're outside and you're by yourself, you have your gaiter down on your chin, or maybe just you have your nose open so you can breathe a little bit.
Or it's stuck on one of the chins.
Do you get offended if a person coming in the other direction walks 12, 15 feet away from you, like out into the middle of oncoming traffic?
I just kind of chuckle.
So that they can avoid you? You're not personally offended by that?
No, what I'm offended by is when I'm driving, because I live in Swampscott, which a lot of people like to walk up and down the streets adjacent to the beaches. And when people are avoiding someone else on the sidewalk, they step out into the street to maintain the 6-foot social distancing, but they don't look behind them to see if the car is coming. So you have these people with like strollers with 2 kids in them, just like right in the middle of the street. They don't even look. I'm like, just look over your shoulder. It takes 2 seconds, Brenda.
I have to say, though, when people do walk away from me when I'm walking the dog and they like intentionally go 10 feet into the street and back over in Southie.
Yeah, that's because of you.
I always say, good job, pal. Like, you're really safe.
Here's a great question. I don't know the answer.
Yes.
Why is passing someone in the same direction different than passing
someone in the opposite direction?
It's
so stupid. You have these people that are afraid of pulling their cart over to the side of the aisle, so they leave their cart in the middle. Now no one can go anywhere. Now you have a log jam behind you.
Right.
It's ridiculous. I wish we could put turn signals on shopping carts, because people don't use them in their car as it is, but if people could just realize that the perimeter of the supermarket is the main road mm-hmm. and the aisles are the side roads.
Right.
When you're pulling out of a side street, you're supposed to stop and look.
Right.
These people that just pull out of the aisle with no regard for what's happening in the main perimeter yeah. drive me crazy.
But speaking of the main perimeter mm-hmm. area, there's all kinds of commingling going on there.
Yeah.
So the aisles are one way, but then you're thrown into the massive commingling petri dish area where everybody right. is going to, like in some places, you know, they have the aisles going one way and then perpendicular mm-hmm. is the, you still have to get things, but the perpendicular area, there could be 20, 30 right. Super spreaders right there, asymptomatic super spreaders right there.
Have you ever dead ended in a supermarket because of poor arrow placement or in a store? Because sometimes they don't think the path out enough. So even if you follow all the arrows, you get stuck in front of the potatoes and you're like, but wait, it's all one way heading in this direction. I can't technically go back to the broccoli now. Mm-hmm. There's no way to get back to the broccoli.
I was stuck in between appointments yesterday mm-hmm. and I went into a store.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, it wasn't Shaw's. Shaw's is my favorite store. Mm-hmm. This store had a contraption when you were checking out. You placed your groceries on the conveyor belt, and then there was a big yellow sign that said stop and a gate in front of it. So I couldn't advance and put my card chip uh-huh. into the reader. I had to wait for the lady to scan my goods, put them in bags, and then she opened the gate,
oh, God.
And I had to put my card in. It was the weirdest, most bizarre thing I've ever experienced.
Speaking of Shaw's, I believe that at 8:30 or so, we're going to give you the opportunity to win $100 worth of any kind of home tailgating items that you might want to buy for
nice.
The game this weekend. So make sure you're listening around 8:30 to win that. All right. Actually, there's some people who do like the one-way aisles. I can't believe it, but they're texting in. They want it to continue afterwards.
Who are these people? Call in and argue your point, because I really want to know what the justification is for this, because it's terrible.
Yeah.
I feel like all it does is cause more confusion and passive-aggressive sighing by people when they realize that the seltzer they need to get, which is two end caps up, is it, now they have to go all the way back to the meat section and come back down and pass the peanut butter.
This is a ridiculous question, but I'll answer it.
Mm-hmm.
A texter would like to know if my gaiter is actually a tablecloth. And no, it is not. It's a regular.
It's a runner.
It is a regular sized gaiter.
Uh-huh.
Fits over my chins
yep.
and around my mouth and nose area.
Mm-hmm.
And that's fine. I there's concern now. This is another absurdity. There's concern now. You know how they did the original study that said gaiters were ineffective?
Mm-hmm.
Remember that?
Yes.
Then they did a follow-up study that said, oops, gaiters are effective. Now there is concern that the gaiters are effective study was funded by the gator manufacturers.
Correct.
So I don't know who to believe.
You can't believe anybody.
I relied on science
no.
and to keep myself safe by wearing a gaiter.
Nope.
And now maybe I've put myself at great risk.
You have.
I don't
it was
know.
Not a peer-reviewed study, Greg. That's
I
the problem.
Know. All right. Rob Ninkovich will join us coming up in just a few moments, but we got to get to this first.
The dumbest.
Chris Curtis Jesus. May say the most idiotic things of anybody on the radio station.
Of.
Wow, apparently in Lairdistan, dumb is actually smart.
The.
It's the dumbest thing you've ever said.
Day.
Goofy, stupid things.
It's so stupid. You know how stupid that sounds to the world?
I'm an idiot and I'm wrong.
We have listened to and examined nearly everything that happened in this country yesterday, Curtis, and we have determined that this was perhaps the dumbest of the day.
Well, the former mayor of New York, America's mayor, Rudy Giuliani, was caught in Borat's new movie that releases this Friday.
Yes,
so tomorrow.
Streaming tomorrow is the new Borat movie, which I can't wait for. Oh. Yes.
How and, great was the first one? My God.
It was great, and this one looks good as well. So, Rudy Giuliani.
He was caught in a compromising position mm-hmm. with a attractive woman
mm-hmm.
and his hand down his pants.
Yes. So they set him up. This woman was pretending to be a conservative commentator of some kind. And then afterwards, apparently there's some flirtation that happens or something. And Rudy Giuliani lies down on the bed in the hotel room.
It's a mistake.
And his hand goes down his pants. And he has come up with an excuse as to why his hand goes down his pants. Is that correct?
He has got a stone cold, strong excuse as to why he was caught in this position.
Okay. All right.
I went to an interview, seemed like a legitimate interview. I did the interview with a young woman who was new to interviewing, and I was being kind to her. And then I had to leave, and I had my jacket on. I was fully clothed at all times. And I had to take off the electronic equipment. And when the electronic equipment came off, some of it was in the back, and my shirt came a little out. I leaned back, and I tucked my shirt in. And at that point, when I get up, she says something about, do I want a massage? I realize now that this is a setup, and I call my security guy, Brian, who's right outside. I said, Brian, come in here. And then all of a sudden, crazy Sacha Baron Cohen runs in with a cape on, and he's yelling and screaming all kinds of stupid stuff. Very calmly say, Brian, call the police. Police come. Sacha Baron Cohen is running away, I think with his underwear on and a cape on his back. So now, if I was doing anything wrong, I would not call the police. And if he was doing anything right, he wouldn't have run away.
Okay.
I believe him. Yeah, it was a setup.
Complete setup.
Absolute setup.
Uh-huh.
The guy is just trying to adjust his groin area and get his shirt tucked in. And all of a sudden, they're
on his back. His hand is in his pants, yeah. And this woman is standing right above him.
Yeah, maybe he had an itch. Maybe he had an itch that he had to scratch. Cut the guy a break, will you? All right.
Oh my lord. Hey,
A+ for the effort.
Yeah, definitely.
Absolutely. Good lord.
Absolutely. All right. Well, that movie, I believe it's streaming on Amazon Prime starting tomorrow. So
excellent.
That is something that you'll be able to watch this weekend. As I mentioned, coming up, the governor of Doomsville, Charlie Baker, says that you shall not travel anywhere for Thanksgiving. We'll get to that. And we will get former New England Patriot, current ESPN employee Rob Ninkovich in here to talk a little football.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. Audacy. Download it today.